Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Troy Brown was inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame on Saturday, and part of the ceremony included a panel discussion with former teammates, including Drew Bledsoe and Ty Law and a few others. Check it out right here in its entirety.
It's a warm round of applause, please, as we invite up Drew Bledsoe, Teddy Bruschi, Kevin Faulk, Ty Law. Hey, Teddy.
Sunglasses.
I'd like to thank Larry Wiggum for sending his shoes so Ty Law could wear them for the festivities tonight. Just kidding, you look dapper. I guess we start with tonight's honoree. And Troy was kind of telling us stories, and I didn't know whether to stand up. He said before 93. I got here in 91. But I guess I'm a tweener. I was a post-93 guy. But I can't tell you how many times Troy and I, at all the moments we had, because everybody said you couldn't do it. You weren't big enough. You weren't fast enough. You weren't picked high enough in the draft. And I can't tell you how many huddles in practice that I got in over a course of about 8 years where he and I pretty much fought for our lives on a daily basis. But it was always us two on the practice squad, and it was always 9 other guys that they brought in that they kept cutting. But, Troy, you got here in 1993. You got released in 1994. Most guys get cut early in their careers, and you guys know the business throughout the National Football League. You get cut early in your year. Rarely do you last 15 years, let alone for the same team to cut you. What was your thoughts when you got released in 1994?
You better go find a job. You know? Seriously, I mean, I got released. I didn't really have any game tape for anybody to look at. I got called in a couple of times, once by the New York Jets. Yeah. Pete Carroll was coaching the New York Jets at the time, and they brought me down there, and the workout didn't go very well. I couldn't catch a punt, so it worked out good for me. Yeah. Ended up back here in New England, but, you know, I got to a point, I think I was out of football for like 7 weeks, and I just decided that I went and got a job at the Boys and Girls Club back home and waited for January to come around, and I was going to go back to school and finish my degree. And then got a call back from Bobby Greer about 2 weeks later and said, come back to New England. And I've been busting my butt ever since to stay here. So, yeah.
So after that, they bring in a lot of guys, whether it's a first-round draft pick, whether it's a free agent, whether it's a guy drafted in the middle. And I think you may have answered the question during your acceptance speech. When did you feel that you did make it, though? Was it when Bill sat Terry down for the remainder of that year and said, you know what, you're the guy, Troy? And that was, what, 8 years after the fact. When did you actually know that I finally made it?
I tell you what, man, I never felt like I made it, you know, because when you had that mentality that, you know, anything can happen at any time, you've been cut before, you would never get that feeling again that you can't be replaced or, you know, that you can sit back and relax. Because as guys trying to get in the league every single day, especially around here, you come in, there's somebody working out all the time, and you're working out, you're practicing or whatever you're doing, they're working out somebody on the side, like, who's that guy? Or the next guy trying to take your job. You know, so you never had time to relax. So I didn't feel like I ever made it.
All right, you thank the Kraft family. You thank them for building everything that we see here. You guys are a big part of why all this is here. Tell everybody here, and I'm sure all of you remember, where we used to practice at, how we got there, and then how bad it was to get back on Fridays once Popeyes started catering our meals on Fridays.
Well,
was that the Rentham State? It's the Rentham State School for boys, right?
Yeah, State School. Yeah, we would get in our gear.
Getting your gear.
Broken windows.
It was scary over there. It would look like, I mean, it should have been a haunted house over there.
You thought it was horrible. You thought a sniper was coming out of them windows once in a while. Yeah.
The train that comes right over there was the same train that had you late for practice sometimes, too, as you had to cross the railroad tracks.
It was home.
And you got stopped for 5 or 10 minutes, and Parcells would be like, well, just leave early. You know, you got to be on time for work. But that's how it was, and you come out, it was a rainy day, had practice in the bubble. Well, this was all cow pastures and horse stables and all kind of stuff and racetracks over here. You drive through the manure, and you get over to the bubble, you know, and that's what it was like here playing in New England. And Remember the Jacksonville game when the lights went out in the playoffs in 96?
It was a little cold that day.
It gets said a lot, but the truth is, when the Kraft family bought the New England Patriots, we went from worst to first. I mean, the facilities, and in a lot of different ways. But in the way that the players were treated, the facilities we had, you know, I got to take cold showers after most games because I would come in and, you know, everybody else was showering and I was doing interviews, and then I would go get in the shower. It was cold. It rained in the training room. We only had a 50-yard indoor bubble. When it was nasty out, we had to go practice indoors. Well, then Ty Law and these guys were sitting on all the routes because we couldn't throw it deep. Made practice look bad. It really was. It was not good. And now it truly is probably the premier franchise in the National Football League, and it's cool to see.
All right, Troy, talk about what it's like to spend 15 years. And I don't think any of these guys could talk to the same of what you've been able to do throughout your career with one team. What's it like to finish with the same organization that gave you the chance, and it's been 15 years that went by?
I think it was something that became really special to me probably around that 10th, 11th year when your contract is up and you're free agent, you have an opportunity to go see other places. And, you know, it just didn't feel the same when I was going into these places. And, you know, I accomplished so much here with so many people and met so many people in the community here, made such great friends. And it was just hard for me to make that decision to walk away from here. My kids didn't want to leave, and they were felt like a part of this community, and just had so much stuff to do here and so much invested in this community that I just couldn't leave it, man. I couldn't stay away, and Ty couldn't stay away. He actually came back, you know. Drew comes back all the time, you know, with his double back wine and everything. So there's so many people.
Appreciate the plug.
I even saw Russ Hoch down out there.
Yeah, you can get the wine up and taste back. Things. I think they do carry it right at the top of the steps, right on the left.
Hey, this is a fantastic place to play professional sports. I mean, you guys are passionate about it, and you, like I said in the speech, you let us know when you're happy, when you're unhappy, when you're disappointed, and you know, and letting Kraft know that he may be charging a little bit too much for the tickets, but you know, but I'm gonna say this. But when you build a winner like he's built a winner now, winning consistently, he can charge whatever he wants to charge. And people are going to come see it, you know? So that's it.
All right, let's get to the guys that helped Troy's career throughout his career. And, Drew, you and Troy came in together in 1993 as rookies. We know when Troy became Troy and started getting the 80-catch seasons and all that, started winning Super Bowl rings, when did you see the potential, whether it was in a meeting, whether it was 94, 95, when did it click for you in your head as a quarterback that this guy he's got something up his sleeve?
Well, I'll give myself a little pat on the back. I think I was smart enough to see it right away, honestly. You know, I've told the story a hundred times now, but after our very first practice, I called home to talk to my old man, and he asked, well, what happened? And I only mentioned one guy by name, and it was Troy Brown. I think you were at number six, right?
I was number six.
Number six, yeah. It's like there's this kid, number six. I think his name's Brown, and he seems to always be open. He seems to always catch the ball, and then he always seems to run after the catch. You know, when he gets the ball, it's kind of cool. But I do think there was something mentioned earlier that I want to touch on, and that's the idea that you know you could have been a throwback player, could have played in any era, and I think they're onto something. I think if you would have played with Geno, you would have been a big dude.
Hey, I probably would have. I saw Randy Vataha last night, too. I think I had him about 2 or 3 inches. Yeah.
But I do want to dispel one myth, and you guys have all seen this guy play, but, you know, there's this too small, too slow thing that's always been attached to Troy Brown, and I'm sure it was a great motivator for a long time. But the guy always played a lot bigger than where he was listed in the program. There's a thing as a quarterback you call a catching radius, right? Where if you put the ball anywhere near this guy, he's going to catch it. And there are a lot of guys that were a lot bigger, a lot, you know, that, you know, looked like Tarzan, played like Jane, but there were guys that were a lot bigger that didn't play nearly as big as Troy played. And the other thing is, you've seen all these highlights. How many times do you ever see this guy get caught from behind? It didn't really happen, you know. I mean, so that he used it as motivation, but the guy actually had a little talent to go along with this drive and this work ethic that's allowed him to be what he is.
Thank you.
All right, Teddy Bruschi, early in Troy's career. All right, good, get it out. Early in Troy's career, he was known as a special teams player. You being on the defensive side of the ball, we'll get to Ty Law and their little thing that they had going, taking plays off. Just learned about that now. When did you notice that, boy, Troy's going to be special as a receiver?
No, what I want to talk about is Troy Brown as a defensive back.
Boom.
Because that's what I remember. Right? I mean, it's always, if you ask me about one play that I remember for Troy Brown, I can't give you that answer. The one special play, because if there was just one, we wouldn't be right here, okay? When you see that highlight film that started, there's endless plays that you can remember in championship games, so there isn't really one. But I remember Troy coming into the defensive meeting room, and just as Troy was a leader by example, he didn't speak much. He was a quiet guy at times. Quietly, he snuck into the back of the defensive meeting room when Coach Belichick asked him to play defensive back. And me and Vrabes, Mike Vrabel, Rodney Harrison, we're in the back because Ty's back. The vets are in the back. Young kids got to listen. You get in the front. So we're in the back, and all of a sudden, we're looking around. Troy, what are you doing here? And Troy just goes. And that was Troy's start of playing defensive back. And what was the first game? Was it St. Louis?
Yep, St. Louis, because Ty went out there and broke his foot in Pittsburgh.
So Ty breaks his foot versus the St. Louis Rams there at their place, right? We're in the huddle. We call the defense. Troy's in the game. We're like, Troy's playing defensive back. He's in the game. Me and Vrabes are like, does he know what to do? And we both went, looked at each other and went, I don't know. Let's go. It's Troy Brown. But he ended up knowing what to do, and he could play defense too. He could do it all. Troy Brown, defensive back.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it, man.
All right, Kevin.
And three
Fall.
Picks that year?
Three picks, and three picks. Of course, I got beat out by Teddy Bruschi. He had four, so, yeah.
Just about one.
All right, we're going to get to the young guy because we're old. We were there a long time before you. You get to the Patriots. Troy's already established as a player on and off the field. What did you learn about how becoming a pro, what Troy taught you?
Oh, it's amazing and unbelievable. What about Troy Brown, ladies and gentlemen? As a young rookie coming in, you always try to emulate certain players on your football team, like your Brewskis, your Ty Laws, your Drew Bledsoes, you try to. But there's that one person that just really stuck out to me throughout the course of my rookie year and my second year coming into the league. And crazy thing is, he never said much. Never said nothing, no matter what went on, no matter how it went on. It could have been a bad play during practice. Coach could have been getting on him about a certain play that he didn't make or punt. But he never really complained about it, or he never really let anyone know that he was upset. So I took notice to that and really kept paying attention to him and kept noticing him. And at one point, I was like, man, who is this guy? You know, he doesn't say anything. And I went, looked at the roster, and Troy Brown, 8th round, pretty much in these days, that's not even getting drafted, but oh, trust me, it ain't a bad thing for him right now. just seeing that and noticing that, how hard he worked and how hard he did whatever he had to do. And one, there's a couple of things that we always said, me and him, every time he stepped on the field and made a play. And that was, one thing was just do what you do whenever you get out on the field, and everything else to take care of yourself no matter what was going on. And another one was, the more you can do as a New England Patriots, the more you can do as a player, it's going to make you accomplish a lot of things in life as well as what you're doing on and off the field. And to learn the aspect of the game, playing the game of football from Troy Brown was just one of the most a blessing to me, really, as a football player, because we all know how to play football when we get to this level. We all know how to do it, but you have to learn how to be a professional, either way, from learning from someone like Troy Brown or learning from another player. And Troy Brown was that person for me, and that's why he's my idol.
Yeah, when we are on defense, you're on the sideline when the offense is out there, and sometimes you can't pay attention to what's going on because you're going over adjustments, and sometimes you can't see what's going on. You have to trust on the watch the Jumbotron or something like that. And what we always used to recognize and notice when a big play was being made and the crowd was going crazy, and you go up and see the Jumbotron and see number 80 doing it again, we just looked at each other all the time and say, he did it again.
He did it again.
He did it again. And you never had to say who because you knew who it was.
Well, thank you, Teddy. Thank you, Kevin. Hey, I appreciate it, man. And I think Kevin, he did a great job with his career too, man. I couldn't enjoy watching a better football player than Kevin Falk. Yeah.
Very good response. We might be here another day doing one of these again. Ty Law, you and Troy are very close, obviously. Teddy spoke about Troy being a defensive meeting, but you're the defensive back. What was going through your mind when he was in there and he was moved to defensive back and he was going to start helping you guys out? On a serious note, what did you really think?
Hello? Okay, at first, they didn't turn my mic on just not because they didn't want me saying nothing, but we all here to pat Troy in the back, and we're going to do all that good stuff. We're going to love him up a little bit. But I'm going to tell you the truth. Now, Troy, and let me address something that you said earlier, Scott. So, like, why we didn't all last 15 years
Steve.
For the New England Patriots. Now, I happened to break my foot in the Pittsburgh Steelers game, and they brought in this guy by the name of Troy Brown to play my position. And, you know, I was like, okay, rah-rah, you know, Patriot way, he's going to come in. But you did your job a little too damn good, buddy. So every time he got a pick, I was like, well, I'm out of here. Well, it's the last hoorah for me. But you know what? I mean, I don't think anybody else on the offense can do what Troy Brown came in and do. And you have to think about it that he was one of the best slot receivers to ever play the game. And that's what they asked him to come do, is play the slot. Basically, Troy, if you can't cover yourself, something wrong with you. So go out there and cover yourself. Do that. But it was amazing what he did. And, you know, just Troy, the way he approached the game. And we talk about he didn't say much. We just didn't. He talked, but we just didn't know what the hell he was saying. Because he mumbled. He mumbled when he talked. You know what I mean? You say, hey, Troy, you going to get something? What I'm saying? Hey, Troy, what they have for lunch? I don't think chicken wings. So you really had to just get up on him to see what he was actually saying. But, man, he was a good guy. I mean, his spirit, his approach to the game, his love for the game was always there. And I can say when I came in as a rookie, you know, he didn't like me very much because I was a rookie, and I appreciate you working me like you did. You know what I mean? But we kind of formed a bond as we got a little older, and he started respecting me a little bit, you know. And I had to come ask Troy, hey, we practicing today? It was one-on-ones. I'm going to tell you now, Mr. Crabb, but I couldn't tell you then. I had to ask him, is we practicing? No, we're going to take this one off today, bro. I said, what you say, Troy? Chill out today. Now, I said, okay, cool. So the latter part of I can say 7 of my 10 years here, this is the only guy I went one-on-one with. I didn't cover nobody but Troy Brown in practice. But when it was time to work, you know, and I might have been hurting a little bit, and I say, Troy, you know, I'm hurting today. Oh, we got to practice today, big buddy. I'm like, they also, why you get to choose? Oh, I mean, why it's always on your terms, huh? So, you know, I had to come play, man. But Troy, I mean, you always knew what to expect out of him. And he's going to give you the effort. He's going to give you the drive. And once you look at him when you're out there on the field, you say, you know what, if you can't do it for yourself, I got to do it for Troy, because he probably is the only man in the NFL history that get cut by a team and come back and still play 15 years. I know I got cut, and I still ain't came back yet. So, you know, I love him. And last, you know, he's still my teammate. And we're retired now. We're done playing football. He's always going to be a teammate. As far as football, we have our ties. But this is my teammate in our new careers as well at Comcast. And You would never think in a million years that Troy would be talking for a living.
Who would have ever thought
I would have bet everything I loved? They were like, I would have bet my whole salary that Troy is not going to be a broadcaster. But, you know, he's doing a great job, and he brings out the best of me, as just like he did when he was out there on the field. You know, and I just think of you as a person, bro. You know, you all, you bring out the best of me, and I'm glad to be a part of this. I'm glad to be working with you every Sunday. And let's continue to make some noise, talk about football, and enjoy life, man. But
we will.
You're the one.
We will. Thank you, Ty. Yeah. I appreciate it. Hey, one of the greatest cornerbacks to ever play the game. Those are his words about me, so I appreciate it, Ty, a whole lot. And we did have some battles in practice, and this was the only guy that I kind of gave a pass to in practice because I thought he earned it. You know, when he's like, man, I can't go today. You know, I'm like, me either. We just take it, you know, we would just chill today. So, you know, but, and that was about it. But, you know, everybody else, you know, we had to work them. So, but I appreciate, you know, Ty going against Tim in practice was like, man, it was hard work. So when I knew I had to get myself ready, I wanted Ty Law to be the guy I had to go against in one-on-ones because he had such great technique, such patience, and such a knowledge for the game because he didn't look at the playbook, but, you know, he just played whatever Ty wanted to play, and he wanted to know if it was two safeties or one safety. That's all he wanted to know. And he was playing defense from there, and that was it, man. But he was a very talented player, very smart guy. Ty Law, my buddy on Comcast. I'm going to do a little promotion here real quick. Check us out.
Check us out. Pre-game.
Yeah. On Comcast.
2 hour pre-game.
2 hour post-game.
2 hour post-game.
Yeah. So if you see Teddy on ESPN, turn to me and Ty. Yeah. You know. So. Yeah. Or if you see Matt Light, you know, check out me and Ty. You know, we watch us first, and then you can see them on repeats all day anyway. So.
Yeah. Well, we're going to keep this going, but these two never shut up. So we're going to put Teddy on the spot. We're going to start with Drew. We're going to work this way, finish with Kevin. That's going to end the panel discussion of the program. You got to pick one moment, one play. It could be game, it could be practice, it could be off-the-field moment, it could be Christmas, could be something, could be the birth of a child. One special Troy Brown moment that you'll never forget. Drew, you go first.
Well, like you know, Teddy said, picking one is not really fair. But
got to pick one.
But probably the third down catch he made against the Giants. You know,
that was when he was on his back.
It was a horrible throw. I had one bad throw. That was the one. I threw it a little bit behind him, and by a little bit, I mean 5 yards behind him. And it was incomplete. There was no way he was going to catch the ball. And all of a sudden, Troy just, when I talk about catching radius earlier, he lays down on his back, stops running full speed, reaches behind him over his head, and catches his ball for a third down conversion. We go on to beat the Giants. Amazing play.
All right, Ty Law.
I think my favorite Troy Brown moment had to be in Miami. It was like 150 degrees, and I swear I didn't want to play no more. Because if defense was out there first, we was going to lose, Mr. Crabb, because I couldn't cover no more. But when he went out there and made that catch, and I didn't have to go back on the field, that was my favorite moment. Thank you, Troy. Because I needed IVs after that.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man.
Troy, you can't talk about yourself. You already did. Let's go to Teddy Bruschi. Finish up Teddy's comment.
Our first Super Bowl versus the St. Louis Rams. 2-minute drive. Catch by Troy Brown during the 2-minute drive, putting us closer in field goal range. Every defender on the bench, once again, look at each other and say, he did it again!
Kevin Falk.
I'm going to go a game before you, bro. The Pittsburgh Steelers game. Punt return, returned for a touchdown, and let's not forget, he picked up the block kick and was smart enough to ladder it to another player for a touchdown. That's heads-up move, heads-up play by him.
Now, we could go three more times.
No, we're not going to do that.
We could go three
Troy,
more times.
Troy, give him a bingo, Troy. Give him a bingo.
And with that, folks, we got bingo. We win again.
Ladies and gentlemen, not only 5 great players, 5 great individuals, let's give these guys a hand. Great people. Thank you for coming.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.